Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello and welcome, lovies. It's Michelle Mache. Connect with all of you. And hello in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as Room, also known as my co-pilots. Really wouldn't be the same without you. And hello, everybody listening via iTunes, the archive, listeners by phone. And if you are on the phone lines and you would like a reading or just to get on that to talk, to share, the number 759-5122. So you are thinking of calling, and those of you that are already on the line to press 1 on the key so that I know that you want to be heard. So I'll pick up anyway, but not always, because then I get the email saying, I was at work, I couldn't speak, boss was right there. But sometimes I don't know, and sometimes people are waiting for a long time, and they haven't pressed 1 on the keypad, so it's kind of a chancy thing. So, anyway, welcome, welcome. We've a lot to touch on. Saggy, hello, incognito listeners listening via as do that as well. Sometimes it's just a hassle, it's just to log in. Sometimes it's just easier to click the chat room link. But welcome, Monopop, Frankie, Goddess, Indigo, Poor Saggy. Howdy, everyone. Okay, so I told her I'll say it again, just in case you're in the chat and you'd like to get a reading. The number's 347-39-5122. And we have Monopoly with us from his world travels. We still are doing our where and how you listen to Awakenings, and you Awakenings at selfinlight.com or awakeningsradio@gmail.com. And also, of course, Awakenings Radio is on Facebook. The URL is / Michelle Mache. It's my name because there was a big mix-up a while back. You get to the page, it'll say Awakenings with Michelle Mache. No way to fix that because once you have over a certain amount of people, you can't change the name. So anyway, it's what it is. But we have some new people that like the page and that have been sharing their own experiences and insights. So I love that. I love that. It's love this to be growing. So I want to give a little shout out to Meredith, who said she found Awakenings on iTunes, and so she listens to the archives, hopes to catch up for a live show. And she's a question. She's interested in reading, getting a reading one day. She has major challenges and just served. She's on the rough, raising 2 children, and 1 is on the autism spectrum. Husband on the change of major breakthrough. Okay, really personal questions like that are specific personal, better to call in. But I would say that if you're listening to the program, that you're on the right track, and or soon to be, especially in the next, you know, we're going to dive into this a little bit, especially coming up in the next few months and into next year. There's going to be a lot of activation, acceleration, and clearing away. Let's see. We've got a call for our email question from Sharon. And wants to know if she's on the right path towards relationship, career path. In other words, so I can transition to Los Angeles with the hope that the right relationship and job opportunities will show up, or should I come? Sharon, call in. And then there's another one about from River about wishing to move back to California and call in, even by Skype. There's a lot of ways that you can call in. What I would say right now with moves, because a lot of healing of the move, a lot of people preemptively moved because they felt the energy. I will tell you next year, 2013 to 2015, we have a lot of changes. And those of you that have been listening to this radio for quite a while, or get my blog, Soul Insights for Living, or my Solar Insights, or you've done my Soul Path groups and workshops, I've been saying 2012 a bit about the big change. We had a lot of energetic change in 2011. I've spoken about the new energy, more of the Uranian Aquarius energy, that mix of Saturnian Uranian energy, which is the Aquarius energy, has really, really been cut with through starting January of 2011. And again, this is the thing to remember, Chiz, don't happen on a specific day or date, even on its astrological aspects. They're always degrees. You change, just like when you grow, think of yourself when you've been growing, you know, when you, you know, you grow from an infant, you didn't all of a sudden shoot up and be, and you were just a certain, or, you know, you were the height that you are now. It happened incrementally. And then, of course, there were spurts along the way. That's the way that this dimension works. We are going to be having more what I call spurty change, spurty energy, where things are clicking, going, and then all of a sudden things seem to die down or slow down. Sometimes people think that they feel stuck, like I'm stuck or things aren't moving. If you're feeling like that right now in your life, go into whatever you're doing, because that means changes are happening on such a deep level, and maybe so incrementally that you're not seeing them with your human eyes, from within register, the way that you monitor things on a human level. Usually when that happens, a session of spurty change, quick change or breakthroughs will happen. So what I mean by deepening is I mean going deep practice, deeper into meditation, draw, paint, do yoga, go hiking, whatever you're doing, do it deeper. Foods that you feel are sacred to you. Take the time to really listen to great music. Go dancing. Things that bring you deeper into your body and deeper into your connection to yourself, your body, and those around you. Instead of trying to get to that next level or that next point or make something happen. That's what I've seen a lot of people do. They've moved or they've changed jobs because they change. But see, that change is coming only from the ego level. We want to start initiating more and more change from the self and from the soul level, which means the soul template. So some of you that are feel going to be moving, chances are you are. So look and see how can you prepare to move. Because the opening you're going will be there. It'll come to you in a flash. There'll be some kind of natural opening. And if you wait for the right time, be an opening that is life-enhancing, not an opening that is just going to be reinforcing limiting or negative relating patterns that you've had in the past. Okay, so it'll be such a natural transition, and it will bring you to a place where there are some sort of group or other like-minded individuals. If you're moving someplace where there's not a group, where there's not like-minded individuals, or a job source of like-minded individuals, a spirit around you, then it's the wrong move. Because the soul really doesn't care about money. And to a certain degree, it's a game to the soul. It's just another expression, but what it does care about is meaningful, deep, meaningful connect and expressions and love. So if you're moving to places that are going to isolate you further, it's the wrong move. You'll have to dig yourself out within the next year and a half. Most likely next year. If your move is bringing you more abundance, more connection, more understanding, more deeper, meaningful relationships, if it's bringing you expansion, then it will be the right move. I had a while back, I had, Siren Dreams, really see where I went with whom too. Ooh, very important, especially with Saturn now in Scorpio. It's about resonance, coherence, harmony, synergy. It's about that which is life enhancing or brings more vibrational energy, not which detracts. So if you're moving towards something that's bringing too much drudgery, too much work, too much, and I mean, if you're building something, of course, there's going to be a lot of consistent or persistent effort. But if it's more drudgery and you're in the same old pattern, the same old role that you've always been in, then you're off. It's not the right track. I had a situation a few years back. I had moved from Europe and came back to the States. And then spent some time with my family, moved back to my immediate family. And I was meant to be there, and I loved it. I was in nature, and it was just amazing. But I was feeling like I needed more. There was something more. There was a nap. And people, why don't you move here? Why don't you go here? Get this job. And I just didn't. I just waited. And then I started to have a session of dreams of me in a certain location and meeting all these people and very artistic, creative people, spiritually based. It just seemed like, oh, my God, this is me, and people that I can love and be inspired by. And at the time, I was starting to drive up to Los Angeles and Santa Malibu. I was driving up in this area a lot to do workshops and seminars, and it really was a challenge. It was, you know, I had been so deep in my path and process that I really couldn't deal with Opal or a lot of activity. I, you know, really was on a really and deep healing path for myself, and then some other gifts had opened up, and was really working with helping. Just thought, well, I'm in the right place. I just make do. But yet I was having these dreams. And normally when I would come up to L.A., I would have almost like a panic attack. I could just feel the energy. Too hectic and dense, and it just wasn't resonating with me. So I knew not the place to be, because spirit, God, your higher self does not, your oversoul do not, doesn't put you in a place where you're going through that kind of stuff. But one time I was driving up to do a workshop, and as soon as I got on the road, my heart just opened, and I felt all this space and love, and I thought, I could move here. So I stayed up and did my workshops and seminars and came back a few times and just felt all this space just opening, the heart opening. I just thought I could really expand. And I thought, that's interesting, because before it would get contracted in, met some amazing. And then I came up to look around, and then I realized the places that I was looking to live, because I didn't know if I was going to buy a place or just do transitional living, what was I doing? All of this, and I was on the phone with a friend of mine, I realized the places that I was visiting and some of the people I was meeting were dreams. So, you will be, it may not be that exact. I mean, I have that type of guidance. It may be just little nudges. It may be flashes. And again, what I do even in that case is I ask for confirmations and I see things lining up. In my move, I ask myself, am I getting scenarios that I haven't completed? Am I stuck in this role? Am I learning? Am I sharing? Am I connecting with more individuals, more like-minded individuals? Am I going to be able to inspire others? Am I going to grow? Is this life enhanced? Is this bringing me more life force, animating energy? Is there a true abundance here? If the answer to a preponderance of those questions is no, then it's based, or I'm running away from something. And I can say in this move, actually, in every move that I've done, because self has always stopped me from right when I'm about to make the mistake. Once I didn't listen, and believe me, it was so bad that I really now almost cost my life. So that's how bad it was. Mental, I shouldn't say good or bad, but detrimental. So do some journaling, those of you that are major changes, feel it out, ask for confirmation. You will be getting to see, is this really the right place? But I do. If your move, whatever it is, personal, this, what familial, career, if it's going to keep you locked in an old role, an old relating pattern, and you don't have a lot of flexibility, then you're moving out of fear of something, fear of expansion, of expression, fear of coming with your soul qualities and soul design. So that would be the way that you can find Siren Dreams, also put in the chat, really tuning in energy, listening and feeling it out. Yeah, it really is a feeling out, because you may not have an understanding. You know, I had those great dreams. Sure, I wanted to move. I didn't know where or how, you know. See, the heart is always going to choose the place, the position, the person, the situation is best for all concerned. And, you know, not even your present or what you think you want or need, but your future line. It's lining you up for those synchronistic connections. So I do understand sometimes you feel stuck and you want to hurry up and move, you change, you want to shift. If it's not lining up, then something's off. Either scanning you, maybe more cleansing, clearing, releasing on the body, maybe some deeper healing, maybe healing of some belief systems, or maybe you don't yet have the true support lined up. Because I tell you, are in the age of the soul. It is about the collective. It's not about us being individuals and doing it all on our own, or only one or two people, or just your family. It's about collective. It's about humanity. It's about the spiritual centers. It's about all kinds of groups. Are you in an athletic group? Are you in a music group? Tribes. You know, let it be more than one. You know, I have my dance tribe, my DJ tribe, my yoga tribe, my athletic tribe, my, you know, cycling, hiking group, my chanting group. The soul loves tuning with oneself, with nature, with the God, the I am that is all of us, that we're divine aspects of it. If you're living a limited life, you're being isolated, that's the old paradigm. It's not that it's bad, it's just been more. If you're not reveling with your neighbors and high or somebody, you know, walking, you know, where are your tribe? Walk your dog. Hi, do you say hi? You know, do you go to, you know, the doggy parks? Do you have a joy in your heart when you're hiking or cycling or going to the beach, or maybe you're going to the museum or a tech show? Maybe you're going to a social media. That's why all these social media sites are coming up built around interests, because that's the soul. The soul, yes, loves to be alone and commune and downtime and alone time and recharge, but the soul loves communing. Look up commune. Community comes from. So the more you're communing, I will tell you, not only are you more on path, not codependency, we're not talking about that, there's a big difference, but the more sacred community with yourself, those around you, and you're extending out your aura out, you're reaching out and being reached out to that connection. That will get you living those synchronistic connections, where being guided and directed, where you're truly meant to be. And if we want to ask questions relating to communicating with our pet, how should the format of our question be like, and can we about animal communication? Oh, yes, and our guest will be on, who actually did a reading for me about a month ago or so. She'll be on at 12:45. About questions with that, but we'll talk. Very interesting that you're bringing that up, but Barbara will be diving more into that. But our lovely animal beings, not only our greatest teachers, but divinely here guided angels, if you want, our familiars, are really here to also not only help us with love, unconditional love, but being more telepathic, not intuitive, but also learning or relearning still of telepathy. All right, let's get to some callers. Patiently waiting. 67285, welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. It's Kathy.
Kathy, welcome.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing great.
I feel like I haven't spoken to you in like forever. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay. I saw one of your posts. I don't know if it was on Awakenings page on Facebook or my profile page, but it was nice to see your face there.
Yes. it's always nice to see you. So I had a question for you, obviously. I wanted to know, I just recently started a job. It's a temp to permanent job, but I wanted to see what you saw for it.
Okay. Like, would, let's see. What about the
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't
what
hear
about
you.
About the job, say, I didn't hear. It dropped out?
Yes, yes, yes. Just what, I don't know, any messages or anything that Spirit has for me regarding it.
Well, I definitely feel the temp is really good for you because you don't want to get locked into something. I do feel you're going to have more clarity May, June of next year. There's very possible direction. Also, changes within the home. So I don't know if that's you leaving, someone leaving, or move, or base. Are you thinking about moving?
Not. I would like to move, but I don't have the resources to do it.
Yes.
You might be talking about my mom, because I know she is trying to work on moving.
Ah, okay. So that opens up next. That opens up next year. I'm seeing this temp position as good. Now, but see, there's something that is going to bring you more. Because you are living differently, but the financial aspect, the energy in the form of money, is going to be shifting for you next year. And next year, I would say, Kathy, you're going into a time of release. Now, you have some things to get rid of, too, don't you? I see physical things around. Is it clothes, box? There's some things I'm feeling that you need to get let go of and organize, clear out some of the space.
Mm-hmm.
This may be more when you move that this happens. And then I do have direction coming in for you. So I feel this temp position is just holding it and anchoring it and allowing you to have some more financial consistency. That makes sense?
Yes.
But you are on the right path. What is it that you're wanting to do? Because I see next year you're focused.
Really?
Especially come May, June. Yeah. Have you not focused or something? Because next year it shows you very focused.
Yeah, I thought at one point I was focused and I felt like I was moving out of what it is that I wanted to do. Back in the past, like things, what I thought I wanted to do, what I was going to do, I feel like I'm changing that. And I don't know if it's me wanting to do it differently or to just completely get out of it and do something else. So I haven't really, gotten anything in cement yet. But where I am right now, I'm in the field that I thought I wanted to do, but I still feel like it's up in the air. But at the same time, this job, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm just getting excited because what you're talking about.
Oh, no, because what I was going to say was with this job, I'm on the fence about it, and I'm feeling like I'm seeing a lot going on, and I'm like, I'm getting to the point where I'm just tired, and I'm like, you know what, I think I just want to phase out of this completely.
Yeah.
But somebody told me that there was an offer on the table, so I didn't know if you saw them offering me the job, or I don't even know if it would be good for me. Maybe I shouldn't even be asking. I don't know.
No, but just know even if you take the job, whatever you're doing right now is transitional. You, Kathy, I'm so glad you brought this up because this is not only within myself, but I have been seeing this occurring with so many people. And I knew, it's so interesting, because I'd gotten this guidance on this years, 2003 on. But it lived differently. Now I'm seeing how it's playing out. much finishing, you know, wrapping things up, soul contracts, old ideas, perceptions of ours, you know, old ways of relating, of being. Happening, it's not necessarily that, and you said it, Kathy, you might be doing what you're doing with it, but we really are, everybody, you know, in fact, I'm going to try to find one, a kaleidoscope. Really, when you kaleidoscope, those colorful chips just turn in a different way, and maybe the looking at are no longer there, but there's a, even a better design, and you're like, God, how could they be even better? You know, or you keep shaking it around till you see. That's what we're going to be going through individually, collectively, you know, mentally, starting next year is a major shakeup. So you might be, I could do this, but it's tiring me. See, we want to go for what is life enhancing, what's invigorating us, not enervating. In other words, enervation means that our nervous system is getting depleted. So we really are moving into a time where we want to do activities, jobs, be with people that are more invigorating, life force energy. I feel for you, Kathy, something is going to be shifting May, June, end of May, June, right in this, where you start getting a different perception of yourself. This is how our changes are going to be made, everyone. We're going to have a perception and understanding of ourselves and where we fit in, and we're going to have more of the feel of, I could do that. I could try that. I'm going to do that. I've got to do that. That's what I want you to wait. That's the new directions that are coming in, but it's not completely here yet, and that's what people are feeling, like, oh, this might be that. Oh, no, I'm not sure. Oh, I don't want to do that anymore. No. I definitely feel, I feel a lot around you, definitely with healing capacity, but there's also something with speaking or vocalizing. And also I'm seeing with either art, music, or video. But I feel like you're this communicator, an inspirer. You know, are you in the health field right now?
The health field? No.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm actually in the legal field.
Oh.
I'm actually in the legal field. Yeah. You said, oh.
Okay. Okay, maybe that's why the tip. Well, see, if you were doing events, because I was going to say also events, like charitable events, or an advocacy for people in the healing, oh, the guides are saying, no, boom, 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 that. I feel what's happening is you want to lighten up.
Right.
Not that law or legal is bad. I do, but you're going to have to balance it out with something that is bringing in more of your creative, self-expressive side.
Yes.
Believe me, I know
yes.
some lawyers that when they, boy, they that to them, it's you think they were writing poetry. They are so into it. Right. Maybe that was you at some point. I don't feel that. I feel like there is this idea of I could see books, write books,
really?
E-books. I could see videos. I could see you putting on empowering events,
really?
Organizing things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that sounds like it would be not in the legal field, because I'm still questioning if I want to do this. Like, I'm at the point where I went to school. I'm not an attorney. I'm just, like, you know, an assistant. But I was going to go to law school, and then I stopped myself. I said, I don't think this is what I want to do. And it just, and I stayed in it only because I went to school for it and everything. But the more I do it, the more, like you said, I don't really feel energized by it anymore. It just doesn't
yeah.
feel right to me anymore.
But see, we have to, and this is a time of co-creative or hybrid, what they call hybrid occupations now. I know so many attorneys, and most attorney, most people that own have his or God, our president was an attorney.
Right.
You know, so, but what you then do, this is where the soul thinks so creatively. There can be someone with a legal background or law background or even, you know, paralegal that is doing advocacy work and then goes on television with the tips of the day, empowering, or do you know this, or if you're in a situation, this, here's your rights. Or can
that's
help
what
put
I want
on.
To do. Oh, my God, that's so crazy.
Oh,
I just
well,
never knew how to get into it. I just never
you
knew
just
how to
start
get
and
it.
Start locally. Local and TV channels, they need good, they need content. They got to fill up that time. So you put a little proposal together to come. But that's where the soul, see what I'm saying? This is the soul where
right.
it wants to go. You know, it's
right.
huge. There could be art of it. It's just huge. But next year, the box is opening wider for you.
Oh my God.
The lid is coming off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel something coming, but I just know that it's not in form yet, but I'm really feeling the energy. I'm really feeling like, okay, I'm gearing up, and I'm seeing more and more what it is that I don't want, and I'm like, you know what? I've taken this for way too long. It's time to, like, bust out. That's what I feel like. Like, I need to
yep.
bust out or something.
That's it. That's mixed the bust out. That's a good way to put it,
right.
The bust out. But find ways that you can put things together in ways that you may not have thought of in the past. But that's where we're going on a soul level.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you so
Siren
much.
Siren Dream is saying, bust out, Kathy. Bust
out. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Are we shaping a different view about ourselves because we're becoming more open-minded? Yes, Missy, that is a part of it. Because the constructed ego that really got sized into us, and part of that's what we call the disowned self, parts of us that approval or love or attention or appreciation, we kind of stuffed away. It got repressed, it's become part of the shadow material, for the good or the bad. You're somebody that wants to be the rock star or be on stage. It's like, oh, no, don't be too out there, or don't be too outspoken. And so that gets down. But the soul, you know that you're being spirit-led and you're lit template or design of your soul when you're able to combine a lot of different aspects of yourself or ways of expression and experiencing life, meaningful ways, that for some may not seem to make sense. I've been on a spiritual path for a very, very long time. You know, natural psychic, been channeling, was born big. Doing yoga, I started as a teenager and then got out of it for a while, and then in my 20s, you do the math. But I love, I can do chanting, meditating, I go to, 8 hours of meditation a day, I've gone to India, I've done that sojourn, but I love all kinds of music. I love going dancing, being 2, 3, 4 on the dance floor. I love hiking, I love being in nature, but I also, shopping. I love nice clothes. So being very rustic, but I can also appreciate architecture. I love technology. I love the iPad, iPhone. I love the computers. I love gadgets and gifts. But I also love being in nature with none of that. So the old paradigm said, if you like it, don't like this, or you can't have this, you can't have that. And that's what we're all busting out from, being loose. All right, 360-671, welcome to Awakening.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking with?
This is Norma.
Did you have a question or comment?
I do. I've been listening. Couldn't believe I got on. I've been listening to you and picking up speed, and finally actually, usually it's on iTunes because I'm usually traveling on Wednesdays, so I never get the opportunity to personally partake. But I love to listen to all the information that you are inspiring me with and updating my information banks, because some of the things I didn't even know I needed updating with. Anyway, I have a question. I'm definitely on a spiritual path and am getting certified in a resonance repatterning work. And I kind of want to just get some... Am I on the right path? I'm sort of feeling like I don't know how to get people to get the hours so that I can, follow through with this. It's like I feel kind of stuck, sort of. Anyway, go ahead.
It's a couple of things, Norma. It's reaching out and within your friends, family, your I do feel you. Are you doing some group work right now, some kind of classes?
I have gone through all the classes so that I now can work on my certification, and we meet monthly as a group to kind of further our studies. And and then I also am involved in a yoga group, meditation group that's sort of separate, but I'm getting shipped all over the place. So
Perfect. Because I am feeling around you that the group focus is really strong around you, even with your practice. You're going to be doing something even more on a group level as opposed to one-on-one. You still will work one-on-one, but there is sharing or talking. Also, I do feel down the road I need to work with something else. There's another piece that you're going to be putting together is what I'm hearing, and there may be even travel with it. So I don't know if it's being a teacher or facilitator or something else, I do feel travel. There's a lot actually coming up around New Mexico around you.
Really?
Santa Fe, yeah. What is that?
What's interesting, it feels like, you know, this work is fascinating, but it feels like I need to hone in on something within it, use it, but, you know, and I just don't know how to get there. I mean, you know, and I'm not young anymore. I'm older, and I don't feel like that's keeping me down. But anyway, I just thought maybe...
Just acknowledge those thoughts and go, but I'm in divine timing. I'm in a divine flow. Because those are the socialized, because it all comes up.
Yes.
Acknowledge them and then move on. But I feel you blend some of these, you know, you can pull from the yoga, the meditation, or spiritual centers and say, hey, I want to do some of this work on you. I need hours. I feel to remember to receive. So you can do it for others, but then there may be something you want to do for you, a massage, you know, make sure you're getting something in return as well, and that reciprocation. But right now, I feel you're going to be focused more on this and diving into doing this. And then I do feel you will take that one piece and combine it with something else and kind of make it your own.
Yeah.
You're going to be pulling from a few things and teaching, tolerating. One thing I do feel strongly, I don't know if it's next year, more like say the following year, I do developing something where this can do some type of healing on their own. I don't know if it's CDs, DVDs. There's something that I feel I can hear self-taught, self-teaching, how to do oneself. There's some kind of heal method or focus that you're going to be doing. But right where you are is perfect. You're in perfect time.
Okay. And then may I ask another question?
Better if we have time to call in, because the guest is going to be on in a minute. I've got two callers before.
Fine. I'm just thrilled to be able to speak with you. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you, Norma. Thanks for calling. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Hi, 406-652. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Whom am I speaking?
Hi. This is River.
Oh, hi, River. Yay. Okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in for weeks. It's just been crazy.
And you're wanting to ask you a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was about the move. I know I'm moving, and I know it's next year. I actually have a really good intuition. I just don't always trust my intuition. But this has been coming for a long time. I've known for about 3 years, and recently I just got a sign that it was coming more, and I was very excited. And so I know it's next year. I'm more wondering if it's in the first half of the year, which is where my question was.
Right?
Yeah, because I know it's coming. And I know it's a good thing. I know it's on the right path. And so, yeah, I was more one trying to lock down if it was in the first half.
Okay. And there's something with relationship, right? Are you moving with someone?
No. I am a single mother. And
okay.
I don't even care about that part of the question. I'm going to let that play out. His actions have never shown with his words when it comes to my youngest son.
Okay.
And so I've decided, you know, I'm just going to let you do your thing and your actions have to line up eventually or you're just going to disappear from everything. So I'm not worried about that. If the move is completely set aside from it. It has to do with me, my kids, and actually following my true path of what I really, really love to do. I love working with animals. I like psychology. All of that is there. It's even set up. The lady who owns the house is a psych. She's my psychology mentor for school.
Perfect.
Like, everything lines up right there. And so I was very excited when everything kind of plopped back in my lap and said, hey, we're still here. This is still existing and creating. And I'm going, oh, awesome. Now I just kind of need to figure out when because I have a lot to do before I can get there.
Yes.
So.
Your openings, one is February, March, and more towards March.
Okay, I felt that one.
Did you? Okay. And that may be to go and check things out. There's a lot of communication around the move and the logistics of it.
Okay.
You, for some reason, don't move at that time. I see it August, September.
Okay, and that makes sense, too.
Yeah, does it? Okay, yeah. So if you set things that, I want to finish this, or I'm not sure I want to do that, you know. But there does seem to be a tie to where you, so I don't, it could be.
Where I live now, my entire family's here, and it's this whole emotional debate of my mother wants me to stay here, but I'm not happy here. I've never been happy here, so that's why the move is also going
to
take a while.
Okay, but it does show really more focused energy coming more in that, I would say, that springtime.
Perfect.
Good. Well, thank you, Trevor, for calling in. I'm glad it worked this time.
Yeah, you just confirmed all of my intuition, which is sometimes all I need. I doubt myself, and
all
I'm working on learning not doing that as much.
I think it's good information, but the confirmations sometimes come from others. Sometimes signs or things open up. I mean, I just like to double-check. I ask, you know, even in my own body, is something congruent, what's happening? If it's a sense of community doing that as well.
Yeah.
So great. Blessings.
Well, thank you very much. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'll even
appreciate
talk to you later.
It. Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Hi, 661-332. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Charles.
Who's it? Charles.
Charles. Yeah.
Hey,
I have
Charles,
doing good. I have a question. There's been somebody that I've been pursuing for a while. Not really pursuing, but I think she's really interesting. I was trying to see
I like hearing that. It's about time. Because I do feel things lining up for you in regards to your career focus, and I just had the flash from the guide saying, don't let it all be about work. And so I do feel a relationship coming in for you, so a 3, 4, 5 people, a nice group of friends.
Okay.
And I didn't necessarily say you're hanging out always at the same time, but it does, you know, going out together, you know, meeting up, hey, I'm going to go here. Because it does show relationship coming in. Could it be, this person. Are you going to talk to them or ask them out?
Yeah. I was trying to see what was going to happen with that.
Okay.
If that's a good idea.
Let's see. Can you give a first name?
Vel,
okay.
V-E-L.
Okay. So what are you not sure about? I'm getting a little... Were they dating self?
What did you say?
Were they dating someone else, or are they just getting, I feel like they're getting out of something.
Well, I wasn't sure, you know.
Okay. What's going on?
So.
Okay, I just see that. Well, let's say to do it now, but it might be more kind of friends things. Do they hang out with a bunch of people?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I think they're a little more focused. That it might be, but I would just start hanging out with them. That might be the group I'm seeing around you. I see her more, buds. But I would definitely ask out, low key. It might be, which is probably you anyway, but I would, let's see, what's the best? Same kind of low key, light. But I think that's the new group. You know how some people, if you're in their group, I don't know, then things are fine. But until then, you know what I mean? You hang out for a while, and then you keep hanging out, going places. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, then it gets more couple-y.
Yeah.
But I definitely, a relationship coming in, there is no doubt about it in my mind at all, psychically and mentally. There is, someone on the path.
Okay. Soon. It's probably, it's not her, or is it?
I can't tell until you connect more with her. I feel her more, how to say, group somehow. But then I'm around all these groups, or this group of people coming out and, it's an interesting one because I'm sure you've seen it before. Two people kind of like each other. Weird thing in the group. I don't know what, I keep getting her, but do you know what I'm talking about? You've seen it?
Well, with people before, I'm not totally sure on this situation. I mean, I haven't really got to meet her in person. But I've talked to her here and there, and things are pretty cool, so.
Okay. Well, it's saying keep with that, kind of just keep hanging out, building the rapport, and be open, because I definitely, again, do see a relationship coming in.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well.
Blessing.
I guess that should be it. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Cool. Okay. Good to talk to you. Okay, Missy Combs, real quick, do psychic mediums get criticized by psychiatrists? Well, I've worked with a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists. I have a background in psychology, personal work, hypnotherapy, transitional counseling. So not all, no. Some had a psychiatrist client. I've had two psychiatrists that have referred clients to me, and I've worked with one. So, all right. So, Missy Combs, get ready. We've got our guest coming on. We have with us Barbara Martin. She is an animal communicator. On her can be found at communicationplus.com for those of you who get a bit of a visual on her. She's been on the program before. She is absolutely and a wealth of information. Welcome, Barbara. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Michelle. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, great to connect. First, I want to dive in because I thought, I don't know if I know this answer. How did you get into animal communication? I mean, you've been doing it for the last 12 years or so.
Yes, and so about 13 years ago, I had a golden retriever who was 17 years old. And she was in the end of her life. And my husband at the time was unwilling to euthanize her. So we had hospice for her, and we let her cross on her own. And that was really hard for me. And so it turned out that, 2 days later, after she crossed, I realized that she and I were actually having a conversation. And so this was 1999, and I went to Barnes & Noble, and I said, do you have any books about, like, humans that can talk to animals? And the guy said, oh, yeah, they're in the animal section. And so at that time, there was something like 65 books on the subject of animal communication, and I was very surprised. And now there's well over 200 or 300 books on it. And so
wow.
I went and took a simple class. And like most of my students, I just instantly awakened to we have an ability to, through telepathy or mind-to-mind communication, to connect. And I just went with it because it's so fabulous.
Yeah.
So
now, how did
I did
you
have
realize
to leave
you
corporate.
Were having... You did? Okay.
Go ahead.
No, how did you
say,
realize
I did have
that
to
you
leave
were...
corp...
We got a delay on here.
You
did leave corporate America.
Yeah, I had to leave corporate America because where I was headed was completely opposite side of my brain than animal communication.
Okay. But how did you know that you were communicating? What a turning point. Great.
Oh, and that is the most fun when I give a class or someone gives a class. Sitting with a picture of an animal and hearing what information they're giving me and then sharing that with the human that's sitting there who knows the animal and having the human confirm that what we're getting, because we can all do this, to confirm what we're getting is, you know, little by little, it's like, whoa, there's no way I would know that. And
yeah.
When I have classes, I've had engineers in my class, you know, they come with their girlfriend going, I'm really not going to be getting this, but my girlfriend wanted me to come. And with tears in their eyes, they look at me and go, whoa, I just knew all this stuff about her dog. So it's
I love it. I'll never forget the first time that you were on the program and you had done reading for a few people, reading for Yoshi, and you said Yoshi, who those people that have been, is my wonderful, I don't know what she is, family member, she's beyond it all, but anyway, but she, you said Yoshi says kiss, kiss, and I was like, oh my God, because I always would say that to her, kiss, kiss. Kiss, 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 kiss. And how many people say that? You know, I've never heard anybody else say that with their dog, a little thing that I kind of created. And you'd never talked to me before. You knew. She's been touching it, was she? Now, you're in the Bay Area. And you also work with horses as well. I think all animals, dogs, but also horses as well, so I believe.
Yes. So in my business, so just to clarify for everyone out there, after that first course where I decided I wanted to do this for a business, I would say over the next couple of years, I probably took about 10 classes on this so I could use it as a business. And why I share that is because everyone can learn it. And back to what you were saying about Yoshi, when I connect with an animal, I send them thoughts, and I say to them, your human is going to want to know that what I'm doing is you, you know, who I'm connecting to on a telephone. So what are you going to tell me that I don't know that they'll know? And the animals love to just lay something out there that there's amazing things, and people start crying. I've had gentlemen start crying on the phone. I say, are you all right? And they're like, yeah, but there's like no one on the planet that knows that. So it's really fun to have the animals participate because I truly believe in my heart that the animals create the appointment so that anyone today that ends up looking at their animal and saying, what do you think? That the animal's like, I really think I have something to say and, you know, you should pick one of these animal communicators to help us.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Now, also, could you explain, because you said mind-to-mind patient. And that is the animal communication. That's the connecting in and getting the information. What exactly?
Okay, so from mind to, Yeah, the mind to mind. Yes, and I would love for people that want to just take a note or two, because they can start doing it with their animals right away. What it is through intuition, telepathy, whatever you want to call it, we're thinking all the time, and animals are picking up our thoughts on a regular basis. Animals send thoughts back and forth to other animals. You see that all the time in nature, and you also see that between, like, a dog that will end up at the dog park, and they're 50 yards away from each other, but all of a sudden he's like, I don't like that dog over there. And it has to do with the ways that they shoot thoughts back and forth, and they shoot those same thoughts to us, but we're not quiet enough to hear them. So when I get quiet enough, or anyone that's out there listening wants to, you know, sit and meditate, or right after yoga, or right after walking in nature, you're quiet enough to say to your animal anything you want to say, ask any kind of question, and you'll hear them respond. The trick is, I hear everything in my own voice. So the trick is that for most people that are hearing their animals, they think it's their own fabulous original thought. And so I had to learn to trust my thoughts. So that's the mind.
Interesting.
The big news for everything that you share, Michelle, about all the changes that are happening, is the big news is as we're awakening and ascending, or whatever we want to call it, we are going to, as human beings, rely more on our intuition and our telepathic attention to what's really going on for people in their thoughts. And so why not learn animal communication? The animals are helping us to get closer to what we're going to need as a tool with each other. It's just really amazing.
So true. That's a really, really good point. And it's interesting because it is different psychic or association. I mean, you are getting a whole message. You are getting, you know, and sometimes quite literal. So it is a whole, I think, new way of communicating in essence. Any thoughts on
that? Yes, and so I get words, I get little movies, I get pictures, I get emotions. I will cry when an animal is crying and upset. And then I also can get body feelings. I have to laugh. And when I'm checking an animal, I am not a veterinarian, but when I'm checking an animal and they have a urinary tract infection, it does not feel good. So I can get these feelings from a medical intuitive position for them. And that was like another one of the many classes I took. And I like to share that because this wasn't something that I acknowledged I was born with. I didn't acknowledge it until someone trained me and gave me a certificate and said, here you go, you're good for this. So I like everyone to know that they also can do that.
Now, we have a question in the chat, and I want to let you have questions for Barbara. The number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. Now, she's not doing quote-unquote readings, but if you have questions about this topic or, you know, any assistance, go ahead and call in. We do have, Barbara, a question in the chat. Books, do our dogs watch over us when they pass away? This is from Missy Combs. Do our dogs watch over us when they pass away?
Okay, Missy, I really love that. Thank you for that question. It gave me a chill. I don't know if it gave you a chill when you just heard it.
Gave me a chill.
But
yeah.
Any chill, anything that gets a chill, that's a confirmation of yes. And the answer is absolutely. And I do communicate with them when they have crossed over. And I work with people all the time. It's one of my specialties, is animals who are ill and getting ready, as well as animals who have crossed over. And the first thing I want to tell you is a couple of them have taken me to their heaven, we'll call it, or their place, and they've created such fabulous places to be. The second piece is they will tell me things that are happening at your home now that relate to them. So they'll say, whoa, the refrigerator is really full with pictures, or they'll say, they'll tell me about the ceremonies that you might have had when they crossed. They also can help you with other information, and they can present themselves to your other animals.
Okay. So they can come back
so
and visit,
they cross,
and the other
go ahead.
And the other animals would see them. They can come back and visit.
Yes, they can come back and visit. And plus, for anyone that's having dreams of an animal that is crossed, the dreams are real and your animal is visiting you. If for any reason they're negative, I suggest you check with a psychic or with someone like myself just to clarify the energy. But usually my horse guardian people, they have the rides of their lives with their horses during dreams. And also at the very corners of your eye, to the left and the right, if you ever see your animal walk by, I promise you that the veil is thin and they have shown themselves to you just by walking by. It's just amazing how they are always going to be with us. Even if they reincarnate and become another animal for someone else, their energy will be right there. And I got to add this one thing, Michelle. I love to talk to people who have crossed over, humans who have crossed over and come back, like during operations and things. And I love to read about them. And many of them have stated, I saw the light and then I saw my dogs running to me. And it was like amazing, like their dogs who had crossed over were the first things to greet them as they were going to the light.
Beautiful. They really are, you know, part of us. You know, they really, something you should, we will get to some, I see a couple callers, we will get to you. Something you shared with me that I thought was so not only interesting, profound, and shows how magical and powerful our animal beings are. Talking about pet finders and how our, the animal beings that come to us, or pets or dogs, know ahead of time, even if we don't, and will like set up situations for us to connect with them. Can you touch it?
Yes. And, you know, I don't know how this part works. I just know that I believe it. Our animals are able to find us. The ones that we... Even an animal that has had two or three or four homes, when they get their final home, that is the home that they came to this planet to be with. I truly believe that our animals do this on purpose. And so we have lots of ways to find our new animals. But I have found from clients that the animals that say to me, I know I came here on purpose, that they were found through petfinders.com. And for anyone that doesn't know petfinders.com, it's all the shelters, it's all the animals that are available, plus there's tons of other information. And my quick example, and I've heard over a dozen of these, is that you go into Petfinders and you put in your area that you're looking. So you're looking, because it's the whole United States, so you're looking within, my client was looking within 50 miles of her home, because her husband said, I'm not driving more than 50 miles to get a dog. And during the time she was looking over a three-day period, she goes back in, and all of a sudden it's been changed, and her area is 150 miles, and she did not change it. So she put it back to 50 miles. 2 days later, it changed to 150 miles. This happened three times, so she finally decided to look at the dogs that were 150 miles away. And she was sending me pictures of dogs. What about this dog? I'm like, no. What about this dog? No, that dog's not for you. And then all of a sudden she sees this dog that's way far away, 150 miles away, and sends it to me. And I'm like, oh, my God, that dog wants to be with you. And so she calls a woman, and the woman says, I'm 6 miles outside of Reno. And her husband's like, I don't want to go there, but I'll go. I'll go to 6 miles past Reno. They get up to Reno, and they're driving like 20 minutes. And they call the woman again, and they said, you said you're 6 miles outside. And she says to them, no, I was on my cell phone. I'm 60 miles away from Reno. Her husband's like, this is ridiculous. My girlfriend continues going, gets the dog, and it was the dog. That dog orchestrated that from somewhere else. I don't know how, but I have found that people on Pet Finders, the animal presents themselves to you. And then people have also had that experience in a shelter when they've gone into shelters?
I think I mentioned this to you as well, but I'll share with the listeners that that's how Yoshi came to me. She came in a week before I got her, and I've been looking for a year and decide, do I want a big dog I can jog with? Do I want a little dog? Do I want both? Do I want a little and a big? You know, I'm all over the place. And then I've been walking on the beach with a friend of mine, and she wanted to go Disney, and I really didn't. I was shopping. She had to return something, some lingerie, little store, little boutique. And I really didn't want to go because we just had a nice warm tea. I just wanted to relax. But something like pushed me, nudged me, and I said, hey, I'll go. You know, what the heck, you know, she's driving, whatever. I'm just going along for the ride. And we park, and she knew I had been looking for a dog. We walk by this best friend's pet, and she says, I just found you. What? She goes, over there. By the way, Barbara, my friend who helped me even find a house,
yes, was
looking for a house, she's a Cancer, which rules homely, and Yoshi is a Cancer. It's a Cancerian. They are next to each other. The dog, got Yoshi. Normally you have to have a house visit. You have to wait. I did whatever. The lady, we hit it off. She said, go ahead, take her. She's yours. She loves you. You could tell. Because she just kept leaning back into me. She wouldn't leave. And then 2 days, I'm looking at her, and I realized, I thought, oh, my God, you were in my vision. You came to me in the dream, and your face, it was like this huge face, and I'm like, that was her. So when you told me this, how literally can find you or put it out there, they get a time, that just floored me. I mean, it makes sense. It's common sense, and think about it, you know, that they have this ability or this power to orchestrate the whole thing, you know. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and to take it, and Michelle, to take it a step further, I mean, if you're really not in the mood for a dog or a cat, this animal can go to your next boyfriend and become part of that family to become part of your family. It's just very interesting how it works.
Interesting.
So we don't have to worry. Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, we don't have to worry about the animal finding us. They will find us.
Ah, okay. Very interesting. Well, it was interesting because I was really up in the air. I could not make the decision. And then I was going to just, I can't do that because there's plenty. I don't want to contribute to that. And talking to you, it makes sense that I was in that state because I would have made a boo-boo. This way I got, and she is so me. I did her chart. The same likes and hiking and this. I even ride with her in my basket and my bike. And she lays back, you know. It's just, I have done it. So when you told me that they can orchestrate this, I was like, oh, my God, that is amazing. Oh, my God. Barbara, a couple questions in the chat, and then we will get to the questions on the phone line. And, again, press 1 on the phone if you do want to get on air. Doug is Barbara. Pitt. Spirit past life. Have they been with us in past lives?
So, yes, and I just want to answer this so people understand. So, many of our pets have been with us in past lives, and they didn't necessarily. Now, there's a lot of contention about this, but my belief. Just my belief, they didn't necessarily come to us as an animal. So there are horse guardians that are like, oh, my God, I'm so in love with my horse. I go, oh, that's great. No, you don't understand. And then I'll do reading and go, oh, yeah, I totally understand. There was a male and a female thing going on here before, and she's like, oh, I totally get that. So, yes, on the past lives and... yes, on the new lives. And I've had animals, dogs that I look at sometimes just when I'm walking down the street, and when they look at me, their eyes look human, and I'm just like, whoa, What's that about? So, yes, and have we been animals? I don't know. But I definitely would like to be an animal and come back. It's kind of a different way of looking at the world.
I'm so in alignment with what you say. I definitely feel my experience and understanding is some have been animals and some of, you know, and definitely some of our animal beings are connected with have been family members or friends or in other forms. In fact, Barbara, there is in the Eastern tradition and more specifically, I don't know Buddhist, but definitely Hinduism, there is, and also in some esoteric, even some as Western esoteric beliefs, that sometimes people, when they're finishing up their karmic cycles as a dog, because dogs do not incur karma, they have selfless, they're not, you know, attached to outcomes, so that it's an easy incarnate. And this is, again, I think it is also Buddhist and Hindu, because the believing that you come because of we have these attachments. So if you know that you have only one life, this is their idea, a dog, so you don't have to come back again because you won't incur any attachments. So there's that.
Oh, is that interesting? Yes, it's very interesting and it's fun. That's really fun.
Yeah,
to think of things like that. I would like to share, when you brought that up, it comes to mind, I'd like to share for people, you know, animals, when they choose to leave, when they're done with their work, and channels can let you know kind of where your animal is at if you're working with a channel. I don't usually know when they're done with their work. Once in a while, they'll tell me. In other words, they've come to do a certain amount of work. I have a 14-year-old Labrador, and at 10 years old, her work was done here, whatever her work was, and she's still with me. So anyway, when they're done and they leave the planet, and this is wild animals and domesticated, they do it on purpose. And so what that looks like to us many times is a car accident where someone runs our dog over. And I want to let you know for sure that if they were already finished and they maybe didn't want to go through a long disease, they may not know that they're going to get hit by a car, but they make a deal on a soul level and then they're done. And you can see it with wild animals when you see like three raccoons dead on the side of the road. I mean, raccoons are not that stupid and they don't have to go to the light of the car, but you can see families of animals, and I've gone to channels to say, why are three raccoons dead on the side of the road? And they just laugh at me. They're like, Barbara, they chose to leave together. So I know for domestic and wild animals, even the ones that are attacked by another animal and they die that way, they didn't know that was how they were going to go, but they said, okay, my time is done. That was what I came to accomplish. I'm good. And I just wanted to share that with you. And a lot of, like Michael Vick's dogs that got put to sleep, my heart went out to them, but I promise you they could reincarnate immediately as like a little fluffy poodle. Because they just needed to get out of their bodies, and they needed to go. Mm-hmm. So I just want to share that it's everything's on purpose, no matter how much grief it is.
I like that. Everything is on purpose, okay, no matter how much grief. I like that. Because I think sometimes we do, you know, they're amazing beings. I mean, very advanced, so it doesn't surprise me they can either or know that this is happening. Now, Pat, somebody in the chat, Doug is asking about the cat is peeing on him. Cat's the person. Is that meaning they're sick or something?
Okay, so if I heard you right, his cat is peeing on his lap?
He didn't say, he just said on him.
On him. Okay, so cat peeing is very interesting behaviors. And a lot of... It's so interesting because when my clients call me, they don't realize how many cats are peeing in the United States, but they are. But if it's if a cat starts peeing and it's new and they're doing it in front of you or on you, please take them to the vet immediately. In this particular cat, you know, I don't know the name. I don't have a picture in my mind of who it is. But when a cat goes, sometimes they'll pee in their food. They'll pee right in front of you. They'll pee in your lap. Need to be checked by the vet immediately. If there's a new, I don't know why I'm asked to say this. If there happens to be a new person in the life of this person, I think it was a gentleman that said that, that the cat doesn't like, the cat will pee right in the lap when that new person's around. The cat will pee on the bed on the side that that person got to lay on. And so it's very interesting when those kind of things happen. But most of the time, if it's out and about and you're seeing it and it's new, really should go to the vet and check to make sure we're not dealing with a urinary tract infection. And then I can assist, or any animal communicator can assist with what else it is, as long as it's not something in their, you know, bothering them that they need to show you. But they'll pee right in front of you going, I have to get help. I'm hurting here. The ones that start peeing in places where they shouldn't pee and you don't see it, a lot of times there's something going on that they're upset about. And sometimes they just want to go outside, which is a little tricky for a lot of people.
Yeah, I had one like that that just did stuff to just, it was like, I want to be outside, and then later across. I think that's what was going on as well. See, Barbara, we've got a caller, 650-364. Did you have a question about our topic today? Yes, you're on.
Yes.
A question about our topic today?
I do. Actually, I just, I have a cat. And like you were saying, they choose you. I got him from a rescue. I'm in the Bay Area, by the way. And I got him.
And what's your first name, so we know?
My name is Carol, and the cat's name is Frostfur. He's
okay.
Obviously all white.
I am with Barbara. Okay.
Yeah, and so I got him from a cat rescue, and my daughter had watched him for a weekend and lost him in the Central Coast and down by Los Osos, and I just assumed he's very large. He's like 23 pounds. He's a large cat. And I know. So I assumed that, you know, he probably got by a coyote or something like that. And we ended up getting him back 11 months later. He has a chip in him, and somebody obviously started feeding him about after he was gone, I would say, probably 9 months. And he started limping because he was so heavy. So not only did we lose him, he gained like 2 pounds on that loss. I don't know how he did it. And I got him back, but he sprays all over my house now. Do you know what that might be about?
Well, I think
I should
ask.
Is he the only animal that you have?
No, he is not. We have a dog and two other cats. We did replace him with another cat, assuming that he wasn't going to come back. But once I got the call, I jumped in the car and ran down to get him right away, because my animals are part of my family.
Good for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I just asked him, and, you know, we could go into more detail in a reading, but what I just asked him is, does he plan on stopping? And he's giving me a no, so I just wanted to give you a heads up. Let's see, are you inside? I'm asking if he's inside, outside. He says he is, but
mm-hmm.
he wants to be outside. He's an inside, outside cat?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I let him out every time he wants to go out, but he loves to come in. He's sitting right next to me on the bed here.
Oh, okay.
So he wants to be in as much as he wants to be out. So I don't, you know, it's not the inside outside. I don't know what it is. We just can't stop him from spraying. And I refuse to put him down.
Okay.
I mean, I've gotten new furniture instead. My husband's like, it's time for the cat to go. I'm like, no.
Right. And so I do get, it has nothing to do with the dog. It has nothing to do with you or your husband. It has to do with one of the other cats. So I'm just what I'm doing is just asking him a series of questions. And there's no privacy from a cat perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he's saying to me. And there's this one cat that Okay. He says, you have a cat that's very, they're very comical, these guys, that's very wimpy and gets all of the attention by being wimpy or, oh, look at me, oh, I can't do that, I need help. And he says it's all fake and he wants that attention. He really wants to be the number one cat. So whoever's number one, he feels is...
But he is the number one cat. He gets the most attention. That's what's so funny.
But you never know how
they
feel.
Do you have this cat that's faking? Yeah. Do you have a cat that's faking get attention from you, like faking needs? That there's something about one of the cats, and I can't tell which. But if I had pictures of all three, I could tell you that one of the cats is really.
One is real skinny, and the other one's small and fluffy. Then the small and fluffy one's a girl, the skinny one's a boy, and the skinny one's always getting rats. I live in a good neighborhood, believe me. I don't know where the rats are coming from, but, you know, I know that's my gift, which I don't really want, but he's keeping the neighborhood clean of the rats, so my neighbors should be thanking him. But could it be a jealousy of that?
No, I get when you said the two cats, I got the smaller one seems to be a problem. And so this is really about attention and privacy, and you're going to have to take a closer look at that piece of it. That could be I have a few people now that are just – so this is happening in the United States, a spraying thing, and they're just using a bathroom. That cat kind of lives in there with his stuff and comes out once in a while, but – you know, and goes outside and stuff, but when they're not there or whenever the spraying usually happens, they're giving the cat a new place to live because some cats are wrecking people's homes. But it has to do with that small girl kitty cat and, hold on, and her relationship, interesting enough, and I don't want to take up all the time, but her relationship with your husband. It's that little kitty cat's relationship with your husband.
That's true. That is his favorite. That's
and your
true.
Husband has, your husband has shunned this little guy, the guy that's spraying. So he's just going to show you guys. I want to take a look at that. You can also send me pictures, and you know, we can chat.
Yeah, if you want to. And actually, that's a good point. Yeah, if you want animal communication session, you can go to animalcommunicationplus.com.
Okay.
Or what is it? SBCglobal.net. And actually, Barbara, you do have a special going, right? I believe.
Yes, for the holidays, I offer. My sessions are 45 minutes for $75. We can usually do up to two animals. But in the holidays, I offer buy two sessions, get one free. So for $150, you get three gift certificates. You can give them away. You can use them any way you like. And so the sessions become $50. You can get together with three friends. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
And they're all on the telephone. And it's a great gift. People give them as wedding gifts. You know, it's like amazing.
The other thing I love, Barbara, that you do is the tutoring session. Can you talk about that a bit? That's a great idea. 1 hour tutoring telephone session. For humans,
for humans by telephone. We do 1 hour sessions for $60. I pretty much get you up to speed with everything you need to know to work with your animal. I also, because my goal is to show everyone how this works. And on YouTube, you can find tons of how to communicate with your animal YouTubes, and so it's a 60-minute kind of coaching session to give you everything you need, and we both talk to your animal on the phone together, and you just go off and start, you know, using what you've learned. It's pretty amazing for people that can't get to a class, but there's so much information on the internet that you can be tuned into your animal within, you know, a matter of a half an hour, 45 minutes of learning on the internet.
Okay. Okay.
Wonderful. You know, Michelle, I have something I want to say about the hurricane. Okay.
Okay.
So the hurricane
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. I just want to say if anyone wants to donate for the hurricane to help out the animals, the group is called redrover.org. So it's redrover.org. And they are on site in New Jersey with they've set up a makeshift shelter. and they are helping the animals there. The great news is that there's not, I've talked to the animals, not many animals got killed during the hurricane.
Okay.
More of them may be wounded or they're lost, but that's going to work itself out more so than when we had the problems in New Orleans. So it's not as bad for the animals this time. But Red Rover does need help because they've probably got about 300 animals that are there right now.
Okay, and that's redrover.org. Put that in the chat.
Redrover.org. And that is UnitedAnimalNations.org. They changed their name to Red Rover. They've been around since the 80s, and they go into all the places and set up shelters.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's got to be challenging, the animal beings, you know, to go through that kind of storm or hurricane. And how does that affect them?
You know, they when I watched for the hurricane, I mean, it was pretty traumatic. When I watched for New Orleans, it's quite traumatic to the animals. It really is when they lose their people and they don't know what's happening. And how does it affect them? You know, they're all about pure love, and the biggest part of the New Orleans, how it affects them is they show us how you can put 10 of them in a little cage and they're all going to be fine. Like when you have to transport them, they took airplanes of animals out of New Orleans. They just put them on planes. They borrow planes and they just put them on. Dogs were sitting in seats. It was pretty much a riot because they had to bring them to here. They had to all parts of the United States because they couldn't find them homes. And these people chartered regular planes, filled them with animals, and all these animals got along. I mean, that's what it showed us. I'm getting so much chill. You know, that when we're in trouble, we all get along. So, but it's pretty traumatic for them, and some of them had a really hard time coming back. But I have a lot of people in the Bay Area that have rescued animals from New Orleans that could not find their owners. They never found them, so they brought them here to San Francisco and got them new homes.
Okay. Well, Barbara, we are winding out of time. Love to have you back again. It's really been insightful. I love what we've been talking about and what you've been sharing. I think some good information for people, and you're such a wealth of information and insight on this. So appreciate
Thank
you being
you.
On the program. Thanks so much. You again.
Thanks, Michelle.
All right, and that was Barbara Martin, Animal Communication Plus. You can find out more information about Barbara, Animal Communication Sessions Plus, which I think is great, her one-hour tutoring sessions for you and your animal being, human being and animal being, helping you communicate better with your animal friends. And you can get more information about the communication sessions, readings, as tutoring sessions at animalcommunicationplus.com. As always, thanks so much for being here. It's been really a wonderful, wonderful program and some great questions in the chat and on the phone line. And as always, these Wednesdays are really, I call them heartfelt Wednesdays. I really do like connecting with everyone. As always, remember, every Wednesday we're here at Awakenings Radio from 12 to 12:45-ish. We do have a talk, chat. I answer email questions, and you can call in with your own questions, comments, or to receive a reading. And that's the beginning of the program. And, of course, we have our Awakening conversation and dialogue with our lovely Awakened guests that come on the program as well. Please stop by our Facebook page, like the page, connect, and if you also would like to send an email where and how you listen to Awakenings, that's awakeningsradio@gmail.com. As always, continue to share your insight, shine your light, of course. Keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakened conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.